You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you?
Morena Rachel, I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
Good, it's nice to have you in the studio this morning. Yes. It's a bit cold, it's a bit gloomy out there. Good book weather, I feel.
Great book weather. Great, like, I think, fable-y kind of weather, which is what the book I'm reviewing today is.
You love a good fable.
I
love
really
a good sort of analogy of life.
For real. I'm probably just searching for something. Going through a quarter-life crisis. But the book I'm reviewing today is The Book of Orla by Ewan Wells. And he's an Irish writer. He's primarily a poet. He's like translated Heidegger's poems, but he also did like a really beautiful book of poetry called Salt, which it won, I can't remember the exact prize, but it won an Irish prize. So his newest book is a novel, very much in the vein of stuff like Treacle Walker. It's a little bit magical realism. It doesn't say explicitly, but I think it's sort of set in like 80s, 90s, and it follows this young girl, Orla, who's working class. Her mother's died of cancer and her father's battling alcoholism. And she just has, like, this, she's this beautiful, bolshy, earnest-y girl who really, like, takes life on the chin, and she wants to plan an escape to Ireland.
Ooh.
Yeah, with like her lovely Irish family, who's completely the opposite of her family in England. So you get at the beginning these really interesting ideas as well, I think, of like the idea of like England maybe being a slightly more like isolated, fragmented society, and her romanticization of Ireland as this place which is like warm and home, even though she's only been there like a couple of times.
Right.
So she hops on her bike and takes off and comes across this really strange man named who calls himself Jesus. Really on the nose. And claims he can resurrect dead animals. So she kind of concocts this plan with him to travel back to where her mum's buried in Ireland and revive her mother. And I think just like books like Treacle Walker, I feel like a lot of Irish and English mythology kind of takes on this idea of like the nomadic man as like this kind of, I don't know, this kind of like sent from heaven. Like, because I really felt like Treacle Walker was a lot like that as well. So Jesus kind of has his own ideas about what he wants from this friendship. But really, it's kind of like a story that's full of adventure. Like, there's maybe no super clear, other than the fact that it's like a hero's journey and she begins in one place and ends in another.
Yeah.
There's not necessarily like a clear narrative thread, which I don't mind so much. It's very like, you know, Don Quixote-esque. Like, she's constantly getting into like trouble. There's lots of like, I don't know, like sometimes it does feel cloying at times, but it feels like there's always like a message in every little. Yeah.
I kind of love that though, as you were saying before, like there are books that you can forgive that for because they're so good at doing it.
Yeah.
Or they do it in a way that's so transparent, they're not trying to pretend that they're doing anything else, you
totally.
Know?
Totally.
Yeah.
And I think it is really the latter with this book. Like, you know, you kind of know, even like from the language, it's so like sort of sing-songy and storytelly, and there's something really charming about the way he writes, which I'm sure like him being a poet really
totally.
Helps. Yeah. But yeah, strong recommend. And I think it's like, yeah, it's like, it's it doesn't, for a book that's still kind of fable-y and kind of earnest, like there's still some like dark and heavy things that she deals with, and also still like a kind of focus on what coming of age as like a teenager is like. And it's really cool seeing like the hero of this book being like this teenage girl who's falling in love, who's you know, feeling rebellious, because I always think to myself, like, I felt invincible as a teenager. Yes. That's like perfect perspective to like base a hero's journey on.
Hard out. And there are so few still of those things, unless you get into like the young adult territory of books, and then you've got a whole different kind of world. But again, that's from another perspective.
Totally. Yeah. And I think like, I mean, for me personally, I feel like when I was a teenager reading about kids my age, it was like a lot of really saccharine, like kind of melodramatic stuff, which is also great. Mm. But yeah, I kind of loved having like a bit of both of that, like still a little bit saccharine, but also like this amazing kind of road journey quest. Yeah.
Oh, this sounds fantastic. Remind us of the name and author.
It's The Gospel of Orla, and I think you pronounce it Ewan Walls.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much, Suri. In the shops now?
In the shops now, and you can buy it at Time Out.
Excellent. We'll see you there.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.